Hey, I'm your host, John Wickie, a 50-year-old black man living in America today, talking to you about racism. See, I was watching this documentary on the intronet about this AI that was developed by this company called DeepMind. They created an AI that could play the game, Chinese game Go, this ancient game of strategy and multiple complex combinations. Actually, the pinnacle benchmark of AI was creating an AI that could learn how to play this game and beat a human, be better than a human. They did this, created it, took them 10 years to do it, and took it to Korea, and they challenged the best in the world, this Korean, and in 5 matches, first 3 creamed it. On the 4th match, the human won by tricking the AI into believing that, I guess it was believing that it was winning a game. So it found a weakness, the human did, and it moved 78 that it did. But it realized, the developers, that AI is not perfect, it makes mistakes. It took 10 years to learn to get to that level, it did. So there's ways to go, but it was writing its own code as it was learning, and it was writing in these flaws, this genetic flaw of logic, that thought it was making the right move when it wasn't, thus leading to its loss. This leads me to this racial divide within America, and the whites, and there's really like 4 races on this planet, one of them being black, the other being Caucasian, and well, we were simply outnumbered. And when it comes to Black Lives Matter, the reality is we all came, I mean, only 12.5 million blacks were brought in as slaves, but there's 44 million of you now. Of us now, I'm black. So it's not really, the issue is not that we're dying at more in proportional rates than our Caucasian counterparts, which is true, but the issue is why. And it's because of this systemic racial that was actually genetic. Like I'm saying right now, racism is in the DNA. Races have been genetically coded to be believed that they are a superior race than any other race, particularly the black. And this is prominent. This is like a real belief in America today. That's just truth. Stems from way back when we were fighting the Neanderthals. How do you say that fucking word? They're the fucking apes, the knuckle dragon apes. Neanderthals existed about, up to about 40,000 years ago, but there was a big battle with them bastards. And they were different than us. They weren't part of our clan, so we wiped them out. And that after, we coexisted for hundreds of thousands of years, but we developed a hatred, and that hatred is now rising up again in what we call the same shit, different day. Well, we can't listen to that one. No. We'll go back to Dr. Lee, PhD, from the Beastie Boys off the album Hello Nasty. So if you're asking me, where does racism even come from? You're asking a stoner's theory. Go something like during the Pleistocene Age era, our species of human, our Homo sapiens, they were at war, at battle with these Neanderthals that lasted about 570,000 years until about 40,000 years ago. And that 570,000 years of hate, it festers and it creates deep internal hatred towards, you know, a species or a race, frankly, reminding them of their knuckle dragon descendant cousins. They're just replaying that hatred, that inner core primal, I don't know, that gut feeling they have. I can't really blame them. They just gotta realize that it exists. And when we realize that it exists, we create a tipping point, which is what I think we're at now, where more people are realizing the inequalities. It's becoming, the data is out there. The data is there. It's undeniable. And when you see the data and you see the inequality, you say, hey, what the fuck, man? And think something's got to be done. And maybe that something is this, but it's not going to go without a fight. I mean, they're not going to go without a fight. And that's what you're kind of seeing now. That game Go is a great representation. It's played with white and black stones, and its object is to dominate your opponent, and that game represents where we are today in a struggle in which maybe the next move 78 will be the one that flips everything around. Could be for the better. Could be for the worse. I guess time will tell. That's all for this episode of Stoner's Journal. Thanks for listening.